If your kid goes to a good preschool, chances are that boy or girl will be better off as an adult. A study spanning 4 decades found these kids grow up to have higher incomes and IQs. They commit fewer crimes, have fewer teenage pregnancies. So there's been a legislative push in Michigan to get more kids into preschools. But Interlochen Public Radio's Max Johnston finds some preschools are struggling to make ends meet, and families in northern Michigan can't find programs that work for them.
A couple dozen kids are playing during recess at the Leland Awe Children's Center, a preschool and daycare in Leland. Teacher Aaron Ryder is making sure they stay safe. It's Ryder's 13th year at the Children's Center, where he teaches his kids some letters and numbers, but says most of his job is kind of just helping them become part of a community.
You know, every little conflict that they have from, you know, two kids want to play with the same block and now we have to talk about it. And so that's, you know, our job as teachers is to just sort of help them go through that.
As he's talking, a young girl named India says she's not getting a turn on the slide bar.
Alexis said, ha-ha, I got the slide bar first.
Oh.
To me.
Yeah. Did you feel kind of sad when she said that?
Yeah.
Do you want to turn on the slide bar?
Yeah.
Aaron walks her back to the playground and helps patch things up.
Case in point right there.
During the school year, the Leland Awe Children's Center has 30 students in preschool, but it's struggling to stay open. A year's tuition for a four-year-old is around $8,000. Molly Grosvenor, program director at the Children's Center, says that only covers a quarter of their costs.
To pay for child care is really expensive. You know, as expensive as sending your child to college, but there's no FAFSA for preschoolers or toddlers.
The rest of their budget comes from government grants and private donations. That's a pretty common funding model for preschools. But the Children's Center isn't bringing in enough money, so they've had to cut back on care. They went from having classes 5 days a week down to 4, and they cut staff salary and benefits. All around the country, rural preschools like the Children's Center are struggling. Steve Barnett says that's because it's harder for them to keep their doors open. He's the executive director of the National Institute for Early Education Research.
There aren't as many facilities. It's more expensive to provide the transportation. And there often aren't organizations with the capacity to make this happen outside of the public schools.
To address this, some states have tried universal preschool, where it's offered to all children, regardless of income. Those states roll the costs of preschools into the public school system. Governor Gretchen Whitmer likes that idea. Here she is on the campaign trail last year, talking to Detroit Public Television.
We've got to do better by our children, and that means having universal early childhood education so every child coming into kindergarten is ready to learn.
But universal preschool hasn't happened yet in Michigan. Whitmer is proposing a 35% increase to the state's preschool budget with the hope of universal preschool down the line. This has been done before. Former Governor Rick Snyder passed a slightly lower increase in 2015, bringing $160 million more dollars to Michigan's preschools. And it did make a difference. Yvonne Donahoe with the Traverse Bay Area Intermediate School District says that money opened up 1,200 preschool slots for low-income students in the ISD. But that's about 150 short of the demand, and that shortage is typical for most years.
Even though funding is higher than it was several years ago, that we've seen some very specific decreases in opportunity in Leland County.
Donahoe says two preschool programs in Leland have closed this year due to a lack of resources. And they've closed because the money from the state isn't addressing the needs of some parents. There aren't buses to get kids to and from, and state-certified preschools operate during school hours, which just doesn't fit with the schedule of some working families. Donahoe says county-specific subsidies, tax breaks, and community grants could help, but there isn't much of that at the state level. Here's Governor Gretchen Whitmer again.
There are a lot of different things that are available even from the federal government that we're not making use of here in Michigan. Right now, we could be giving tax breaks to families for child care, and we're not.
It's the end of recess at the Leland Awe Children's Center, and Aaron Ryder is calling his students in.
We say E-I-E-I-O, and they all know it's time to go in. Yeah, you can go into the bathroom.
The future of the preschool is still up in the air. Because they're not getting enough money from parents or the state, the county may propose a millage.
E-I-E-I-O.
For Stateside, I'm Max Johnston.